Rishi T is the 39th company to move into Milwaukee's revitalized Menominee Valley. While it officially opened its doors last month, you still see workers applying coats of paint and adjusting the lights. We step into the big new tea machine as Rishis were settling into their workplace. Jeffrey Champeau landed here obliquely, thanks to hockey, back in his home state of Minnesota.
When I was going into middle school, just a bunch of hockey buddies and I decided to take Chinese language, just kind of on a whim.
Champeau fell in love with Chinese culture, particularly its food and drink.
In college, I spent 6 months living in Yunnan province of China, and it's actually the birthplace of the tea plant, historically. So I spent 6 months studying tea's ancient past in the mountains of Yunnan.
Soon after, Champeau happened to meet the founder of Rishi at a World Tea Expo in Las Vegas.
We just got to talking about tea and our travels, and I think about two or three months later, I was out in Milwaukee working for him.
As a tea buyer and brand strategist, he says the word Rishi holds deep significance among the company's 45 employees.
Rishi is actually an ancient Sanskrit word, and it can be loosely translated to mean teacher or seeker, the idea of this kind of unending quest.
Our owners actually refer to the people who work here. They will call us my fellow Rishis. We all have something to share and collaborate and contribution to the company.
That's Heather Torrey, project manager. She oversaw the construction of this new building. Its high ceilings tower over an open workspace. No private offices here. But rooms with doors do line the east wall.
This is known as our library. And then this one here is the studio. And it's going to be very zen with low chairs, meant to be very comfortable. A place where if people needed to do a little meditation in the morning, they are invited to do so. And then we have a larger conference room down that way as well. We've never had a conference room.
Then there's the cafeteria, another new amenity at Rishi.
We're calling it the employee lounge. We want a communal seating. There will be, this area up here will be our tea bar. So running that entire length of the wall are all of our loose leaf and tea bags. We are big believers in having our employees drink the product. So everybody's invited to participate in cups of tea throughout the day.
Torrey Champeau and I step from tea bar into production.
You can hear the HVAC system is working in the herb warehouse here. So this is actually just herbs and spices. We have a separate warehouse from tea leaves.
The workers look more like a surgical team as they package teas.
These eight ladies working in here seem awfully small. There's a lot of room for growth in this particular room, but what I think you realize is it's all done by hand, bagged and weighed meticulously. Do you see Mike here?
Michael Ashenbrenner has his own space. He's the company's R&D expert. Ashenbrenner is unpacking porcelain white cups, his instruments for creating winning blends. The Milwaukee native says he got his feet wet at a tea shop on Brady Street before joining Rishi 12 years ago. He calls his job part creative, part scientific, and...
It's a little secret, but it's all about, you know, our balance with different herbs and spices together. We all do a lot of research internationally, like different spice mixes in Mexico, maybe cinnamon and black pepper and some chilies. So a lot of the background is culinary related.
Rishi's secret something seems to be paying off. Company sales have topped $10 million and have been growing at an average rate of 10% per year, this last year jumping by 20%, with accounts throughout the U.S. and in 10 other countries. We leave him quietly reveling in his new space. Ashenbrenner always washed his teaware by hand. Now at Rishi's new home, he has a state-of-the-art dishwasher.
We're going upstairs.
There is a staircase that leads to a room with one large window facing north. The walls are painted black, all very deliberate, according to Jeffrey Champeau.
This is the space where Joshua and myself and the other tea buyers will conduct our pure tea quality control. There'll be a black floor when it's complete. It's very common in Japan to have black tasting rooms. And it really kind of focuses your eye and your attention, sort of like a sensory deprivation area. And it really kind of focuses your attention on the colors of the infusions and the tea leaves.
Oh, and the company's goal is for its product to be completely organic. Rishi reports it's 95% of the way there. We head back downstairs, where workers are wandering in, checking out their desks. Each has its own tea station and welcoming bonsai tree. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM,